can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show, just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front works through the state tonight. Showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it are likely. Our overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow will be a cooler day, high temperature up to about 74. Risk of a few leftover showers early in the day, but we should dry out later on. On Sunday, the high temperature will only be in the 60s, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow, but then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Sitting in this chair, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to movies, breweries, parties, horse races, ball games, arcades, parades, no vacation, shopping malls, pub crawls, pool halls, gas stations, barbers, butchers, doctors, graduations, bowling, mini golf, axe throwing, roller skating, sitting here doing social isolation. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go cut my hair, man. At these four walls I stare, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere.
All stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
So how you doing?
Can I have some more vodka?
I don't think that's the answer we need right now, but whatever works for you. It's Happy Hour, Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and we think Seth Spotlow.
Yes, he's on
and
the way.
Here they are.
Oh, Jeb.
Please clap.
All right.
Seth should be here around 3:45.
We'll take him when we can get him.
That's right.
That's the way it works. Who's doing tomorrow morning with us? I'm excited about this.
I am.
Okay,
and
it's
Seth.
Yeah, Seth is. It'll be the old game.
Oh, great.
Yeah. The whole band's getting together.
I just came. I had a haircut appointment up the street at Elegant Styles.
I was wondering.
You look great, man.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering.
I'm going to look good through this, I'll tell you that. And Deborah is my dear friend, and she's had that salon for many years. And today I got some my taxes. It was slightly worse than the worst-case scenario.
Uh-oh.
This is the difference between me today and me 20 or more years ago. 20 or more years ago, circumstance like this, I might have gone out and handled the problem or the news with alcohol. And I'm not going there. I mean, there's a reason, that may be the downside of it, but I was able to take care help, you know, get my daughter resituated and, you know, make sure my stepson's college tuition is paid and all of that, far more important, and I'll be able to manage it over time. In fact, they extended the filing date and the payment date to July 15th. And I've had a lot of experience with fear because I lived that way. That's one reason why people can't stop drinking or drugging, because they can't. Fear runs their lives. The only way to get out of that is to have a fundamental relationship with God. You've got to believe that God's got this, and you have to trust. You have to have faith. So I was at the salon, and I had a, you know, I have a lot of singles on me. Not like we have strip clubs here or anything like that, but.
Oh, you mean money on you? You meant single women around you.
And I said, not only am I going to. So I took it and I gave it to Deborah, and I said, please give this to everybody here that, that works for tips, or tips are part of their income. They need it more than I do. If I mentioned his name, he would come and smack me. But one of our listeners just set up a $100 credit line at Food Outlet so we can help some people there. Again, we are in this war, and we're on the front line, and it's how we handle it. Now, look, we got to make sure that the resources and help is there for people who just got tossed out.
Right.
You know, businesses that are being forced to close or operate differently. If you have it, don't sit in the house frightened, streaming 300 episodes of a TV show. There are ways we can help. And I the businesses that support us at this radio station, including the man sitting across from me, you can look at a house.
Yeah. I'm actually showing houses tomorrow morning. Now, we've had some cancellations, but it hadn't slowed me down then.
Nothing slows Eddie Bader down. But this is the kind of thing that we need to do. And I felt really good about that.
I think that's a great idea, man.
I'm not looking for praise here at all. I'm just trying to say I got news I really didn't want to hear, but, you know, I know why that's the case. It's not going to happen a second time. But I'm just grateful to God that I had the resources to help my kids at very critical junctures in their life. I'm not needing anything. Food, water, and wonderful people that are helping me with the show. That's why we're doing Saturday and Sunday mornings. Whatever information is out, we'll have it. And we'll also try to keep it as light as we can and just weather this thing. We're going to get through this.
Just ride it out, baby.
And that's kind of the situation we have. In the meantime, what is our wonderful media doing? You called it the Chinese virus, Mr. President. That's because it was from China.
Last time I checked.
That's what those assholes are worried about, is political correctness.
Let me ask you, Greg, what do they call food from Asia?
Asian food?
Right, but if it comes specifically from China, do you go to a Chinese restaurant?
No, I go to McDonald's for Chinese food because I don't want to insult anybody by calling it Chinese food.
Thank you, man. It's
just so dumb.
Looking to be triggered? Hey, we can find a way.
We got a lot out there that are walking around like porcupines waiting to be agitated so they can shoot their quills.
That's exactly right.
And I hope they're going to learn a lesson, because the blessing in this for the entire country, you are being treated to a sneak preview of socialism.
Yes.
When you're worried that there may not be food at the store, when you're worried you might not be able to get gasoline and or that your income's going to... This is what socialism looks like. With the government, and I don't believe they're abusing power. I'm just glad I don't live in L.A. or New York or other places where they're just shutting it down. And I hope our mayor...
We talked to him on Joey's show this morning.
The mayor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He called in. He was very positive about it and gave a good message to everybody that, you know, use common sense. You know, just towed the company line, which is just use common sense. Don't freak out. Do what you can do to stay home if you have to. But if you have to get out, be careful. Do the social distancing. I mean, it was a good message.
So all non-work-related gatherings of 25-plus persons prohibited right now. We have, 82 cases in the state?
Yeah.
Nobody's died.
Nope. In fact, the first one has already gotten better. They've interviewed her, and I think they talked about the issues that she had, but she lived through it. So,
the first two, the one in Elmore County also.
Yeah.
Mayor Willis told us about that.
Yeah,
and by
right.
the way, businesses, our phones are open at 272-9228 if there's a way we can help you. But Elegant Styles is right up the street. I know they're going to be open for the rest of the afternoon, tomorrow morning, if you need a haircut, whatever. That's a wonderful little salon. There's a place you can help.
That's a great idea, because there's going to be a lot of people that are like myself that need a haircut, and a lot of places have closed down. Well, my hair grows really fast. I can look like O.J. Simpson from 72 in about 4 or 5 days.
Uh-huh.
I got to keep this thing tamed.
That reminds me of that, was it the first Naked Gun movie?
Yeah.
Where he had that monumental
afro.
He
had to walk through
afro.
The hallway sideways. I love that, man.
I think I'm going to lose my seat on the Brant McDonald Stock Exchange because I
Dr. Armstrong.
Okay. said the market would have a little bump up, but it didn't quite work out that way, but it'll bounce back.
Ah.
I was going to say tomorrow, but it's not going to be open tomorrow. But as what we know as of now, there is no reason. First of all, I love the fact that Costco put a sign up saying,
yes.
Do not return. We're not going to accept returns on toilet paper, cleaning supplies, and
right.
other things that people have been hoarding.
Thank you.
They may have thought they were, hey, I can just put this on my Costco card and I'll pay mm-hmm. it back and pocket a big profit. No.
Don't think so.
It's not working that way, and we all have to be prudent.
But in this society, we have to be told you can't bring back toilet paper? I mean, come on.
I only used it once.
Exactly.
Would that surprise you? We are welcoming a special guest right now with some insights on this situation for your pets. It's Dr. Cade Armstrong from Montgomery Veterinary Associates, a man who helped my little man, Winnie, celebrate his 14th birthday last week. I got to give you so much credit for that. And you guys were on this early, Cade. I was in Florida, but you guys put an email out on how you're adapting and accommodating during this situation. So I'll let you take it from here and tell us what pet owners and dog owners and cat owners should be concerned about right now.
Sure. Well, glad to be here. It's been a crazy week or two, and every day something changes, and we just all got to be ready to change and adapt and go with the flow on this. But we were pretty prepared, I think. Finally, the Alabama Veterinary Medical Association came out today with some guidelines for clinics and so forth, but mm-hmm. we were already doing them, so I felt good about that.
Yeah, you announced last week you're doing curbside pickup if people were concerned.
Yeah, and I think the new trend next week is going to turn into really no one coming into the hospital. It's going to be mainly you can wait on it, but if it needs to be taken care of, we're going to have where you can come up and leave the dog, and then we're going to either have to call you or FaceTime you, or you can wait in your car, and we'll bring the pet back out, collect payments over the telephone. No contact is. We're trying to limit contact as much as possible
to
do our part in all of this. And
this, by the way, is a man who was our guest in the studio one day. My daughter's dog was in some kind of digestive crisis. The vet in Miami sent a photo, the x-ray, here, and he looked at it and
really?
Said, there's something lodged, looks like elastic, lodged in her digestive tract that'll have to come out. It did. She survived it just fine, but that's how good this man is. So,
well, we get lucky every now and then. But it's been this thing, I guess, the big concerns that people are having right now is, can your pet contract it, and what do we do about that kind of situation? And right now, we do not know of any pets that are getting the coronavirus. A coronavirus has been around for a long time. There's actually vaccines in the bovine world, swine, dogs, and cats. This is obviously a different strain. It's mutated from those. It's not the same thing, but it is. It's not a new virus to us. So it's around. Pets seem to be immune to it, but the biggest thing that we're seeing, I guess, from people is, you know, I guess if somebody were infected and had a pet and were to cough or leave something on the pet, I guess the big question is surface time. How long does the virus live in the environment on a surface or, in this case, pet's fur or hair or something, you know, a cat or anything? And we don't know the answer to that. Speculation is around 12 hours. So obviously if you're a pet owner and you are, you have the virus, you need to be cognizant of that and keep your pet away from other people if you've been quarantined with your pet. But we just don't know all the facts yet.
Yeah, I think everybody obviously is feeling a level of concern with this, and our pets are hypersensitive, and they pick this up on us. They know our moods better than anybody.
Yes.
They're more tuned into us than a spouse or a brother or a sister. And I think it's important to, you know, keep the best possible attitude going in the house as well, so they don't, they worry.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. They can pick up when you...
I love the, I think the post I've seen a couple times is the cat that's saying something to the extent, why is my servant home all day?
Yeah.
I'm cracked up at that one. I know my cats are looking at us like, really? I mean... Leave us alone.
Right.
This is time for us to have the house to ourselves.
All right, Kate, let's recap. Montgomery Veterinary Associates, you have two locations, Carter Hill and East Montgomery, right off Vaughn.
Yep.
I'd like the numbers for both.
Okay. The Vaughn Road Clinic is 271-1003, and the Carter Hill Clinic is 269-2508. And I don't know if you've seen this. One neat thing we're doing is there's an app called AirVet. And it's basically telemedicine. And if you have a concern, a minor concern, you know, if you're wondering if your pet needs to come in or if it's a skin something or, you know, something you could show us with pictures.
Right.
You can download that app. Look for Montgomery Veterinary Associates. You tap that, pick the doctor that you'd like to talk to.
Is that
AIRVET? AIRVET, yep.
And that's an app.
And, okay. Yep, and it's pretty cool. And it's less than a regular office visit. And if it's something that we need, if we feel like, oh, gosh, we do need to see your pet, then we credit that most of that amount towards your office visit so you're not paying for it twice. And, but it's an easy way for... You know, to help, and if you're elderly or you got a concern about something, it's a way that we can communicate with you. It's all documented and everything. It goes in your record, and it's a pretty neat little app.
AirVet. Okay, that app is available. I have your location numbers here. And anything else you want listeners to know, because obviously our pets are going through this with us, and some of them may have an issue come up at a time like this when it may not be very convenient. But We want to know they can get help.
We're still open. We're trying to help. You know, obviously we're following the guidelines, and it changes, like I said, every day it feels like.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you need us, call us, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. And I think I'll speak for most of the vet hospitals in town. I've seen all my colleagues in town doing very similar things, taking the necessary precautions. And, it's a scary time, but it's also incredible to see everybody coming together.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled to see that the number here in the state has kind of, it's starting, I hope it's plateauing at 81, 82 cases. Nobody's passed away from this thing yet. And I'm being optimistic, and this is just my feeling and opinion, hunch, whatever you want to call it, that we'll get through this sooner than later. Not tomorrow, but sooner than later. And we so appreciate having access to your expertise, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to join us this afternoon.
Well, glad to be here, and let's stay in touch, and we'll let you know if anything changes.
All right, Caden, if there's anything you want me to pass along, you can text it to me, and we'll get it on the air ASAP.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, have a great day.
Thank you.
There's a good guy and a... Mm-hmm. Phenomenal vet. We've got some really terrific veterinarians in this town.
Yes, we do.
Several right there at MVA. This is Ron. Good afternoon.
Hey, Hey, guys, as an old bulldog I used to have would say, greetings and salivation. Greetings and salivation.
Oh, no. Greetings and salivation.
You know, bulldogs slobber a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Good old guy. So I just came back from Jemison, and there is a wreck on I-65 just before the plant exit. It had the traffic backed up all the way to Robina. So if anybody of our listeners or your listeners, well, they're my listeners too. We're all a big happy family, you know.
Yep.
So if they're headed up to Birmingham, they may want to wait for, you know, an hour or so.
Is it
there's two cars involved.
Is it past Peach Park?
Right at just before Peach Park.
Okay.
At that exit.
Okay.
Southbound or northbound?
Northbound.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend, and I have to work tomorrow morning, so I'll be listening for y'all in the morning.
I appreciate that.
Good deal.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about doing this.
Absolutely.
I'm just sending a quick text to...
Well, I'm not trying to put you on the spot or nothing, but I know on the normal days of Monday through Friday on that breakfast... I mean, I'm sorry, that show you do in the morning, there's an involvement of meals and breakfast.
What did you hear then?
I tuned in a time or two and heard you guys chewing on stuff. I didn't know...
I brought breakfast for tomorrow, but it's comfort foods and fruit. So I've already got that taken care of.
I'll tell you what, if GNS is open Sunday, and I don't see why they wouldn't be, I'll swing by there, too.
You guys are so cool. You know, a fat boy like me loves food.
Listen, donuts are one of the 8 food groups.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Staples.
I heard that from it, because it's good for your mental health. And notice the BS detector did not go off.
I noticed that.
You know who is a happy camper today?
Who that?
Rich Thomas.
Yes.
He got his baby back.
And I have not asked him for permission to publish the photo, but I want to show you.
Well, I owe Rich a big thank you, too. Oh, wow.
That car.
Showroom condition right there.
It is. He is so happy.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to be in a wreck, but it happened, and... wow, he comes out of it with a brand new car.
I was going to say.
It looks amazing. But that's what they do at MPB. I mean, this thing has a showroom shot. You'd think they were shooting a TV commercial.
I know, I was going to say, it came out of the showroom.
It's beautiful. That's the result you can expect and get from Montgomery Paint and Body. They're at the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. They are closing in on 4 decades of service.
Wow.
And from day one, they said, we're going to do it all, or we're not going to do it at all. In other words, there were no games going on with insurance adjusters or any of that stuff. That was kind of common back in those days. Not just here, but I remember in Chicago, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
That was done.
And they don't play that game because maybe the customer would know who knows, but Donnie Turner would know, and Donnie mm-hmm. Turner is not that kind of guy. He doesn't live with that kind of stuff. And
that's right.
Brandon has inherited that gene, and... it's one of the great family businesses here in the River Region. Nobody wants you to call 27-WRECK with a W because you had a wreck, but if you did, these are the people to take your car to so you can have that Rich Thomas smile.
Yeah.
I just invented a new ad line there, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
The Rich Thomas smile. Montgomery Paint and Body, Boulevard East Shirley Lane, Donnie and Brandon, thank you for making... the most important weatherman in America, a happy guy today.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 20th, the greatest day ever. On the 20th of March, 1854, the Republican Party was formed. This grand old party was created on the ideals of small government, personal responsibility, and the thrill of melting snowflakes till they go crawling back to their safe spaces to color in a rainbow because of a microaggression. Have a great March 20th, the greatest day ever.
Yeah, the story here off my friend Don Serber's blog. In a press conference Wednesday morning, Trump defended his efforts to brand the coronavirus epidemic as specifically Chinese. Although it did originate there, Trump's critics said blaming China for the outbreak is xenophobic and racist. Really? That's where it started.
Well, your Occupy Democrats are really, that group of people is really running with that story and pushing it hard, which ludicrous.
He's saying that because they tried to blame it on the military.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They're, you know, the Chinese, they have no conscience. They have no soul. It's a godless communist country. They don't give a rat's ass. So why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? A reporter asked during a briefing with the White House task force. The reporter noted there's been a rise of racist incidents, some of them violent against people of Asian origin across the U.S. I have not heard of one.
Neither have I.
They don't care. In fact, they applaud Antifa or anybody that attacks somebody wearing a Trump hat, but they make up stuff like this. They are making this up out of whole cloth. If there are confirmed reports against people of Asian origin, and nobody I know who's conservative would do that.
No.
I mean, that's, they're mirroring their own,
yes, Greg,
racist and hate. And they can't stand that part of their own being, so they assume that, or they layer it on everybody else around them.
They're thinking, I think it, so you think it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. This had to delight the president because it helped brand COVID-19 as the Chinese virus. The hypocritical cries of racism come from media that called it the China virus until Chairman Xi complained. But you see, they're up to their asses in bed with China.
Right.
Joe Biden. You know, he's the one, what was it yesterday? He said, we need to be, the president needs to be doing, I forget specifically what it was. Trump's already done it. Trump's already done it. He's looking at the cameras saying, you want that in the White House right now?
No.
Let's see, by calling it the Chinese virus. Racist, the media reminds people of the origin of the species as well as reinforcing the notion that the media is out of touch with reality and totally hypocritical. John Nolte listed 53 times the actual media has called it the Chinese or Wuhan virus. But again, I think it was an NBC reporter. Let's see. Trump defends Chinese virus comment.
Come on.
This is what's important to Yahoo News, right, to NBC, CBS. And I think it was an NBC reporter. I think David Blackman had it in his blog. And Trump, because it's from China. That's where it originated.
But once again, the rest of the world, and including the U.S., is a little bit chaotic right now.
Yeah.
You got somebody like Trump coming in. And you know what? It's here now. And like you said the other day, right president for the right time.
Totally.
So they can't complain about nothing else, so they're going to go back and say, well, I didn't like the words that he used. Those words hurt my feelings.
Yeah, well, that's what they're worried about, feelings. Nobody ever died from hurt feelings. I've never seen that on a death certificate.
Right. At this time in the world, with all that's going on, I'm supposed to worry about your feelings?
But don't forget about the millennials. Yeah. I need my safe space. I'm going to cry.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
God.
Oh, I've had some arguments with him. I really have. I have. Me, of all people.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Believe, I agree with you.
Oh, so sensitive.
It's
and I cry in movies.
That doesn't surprise me.
All right. We are at 3:30 already. Time flies when you're having fun.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm just scanning my email, really. He sent this. This is that thing that came up yesterday. It's Mel Brooks, who is, I believe, well into his 90s.
Yeah.
And I think this is his son.
Hi, I'm Max Brooks. I'm 47 years old. This is my dad, Mel Brooks.
He's buying glass.
He He's 93. If I get the coronavirus, I'll probably be okay. But if I give it to him, he could give it to Carl Reiner, who could give it to Dick Van Dyke. And before I know it, I've wiped out a whole generation of comedic legends. When it comes to coronavirus, I have to think about who I can infect. And so should you. So practice social distancing. Avoid crowds, wash your hands, keep 6 feet away from people, and if you've got the option to stay home, just stay home. Do your part, don't be a spreader.
And Mel is in the background just looking through the glass at his son, kind of nodding his head.
That is awesome.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Max wrote, he wrote the World War Z book before it was a movie.
Uh-huh.
He wrote the book.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It is 3:32. I never saw that movie. I'm familiar with the title, but I've never saw it.
It was actually pretty good.
History of the World Part 1?
Yes.
No, that was a good movie.
Well, I've seen a lot of Mel Brooks movies.
Love it.
Young Frankenstein, right? Those movies you can turn to at this time.
Oh, yeah.
That'll take your mind off of all of this crap for a little bit. It is 3:32. Here's another example of a way you can do something constructive and be part of the relief effort and benefit at the same time. If you're got time off or extra time around the house, not too many options this weekend, go to John Lee Paints, get a gallon of paint. Take it home and do a room. You're going to feel amazing. And that begins with buying the right paint. Richard's paint for the interior. Eddie Bader here can testify. He's seen a lot of interiors.
Amen.
And that's what we have at the property the Goodson Group manages for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks amazing. 7 years.
Yeah. Still looks like 7 days ago.
I know. It's just incredible. Just an example on how you can support a great local business, get everything you need to do your painting project, any tips you need on how to do the job right, repair a surface, whatever. They've got it right there. And again, we're doing everything we can to nudge anybody who wants to or can to help keep the doors open on these establishments. It's so important. This is how ultimately we're going to win. We do not want to be going down the street in a month looking at places that say closed. This is how we help. If you can, please do. That's a great group over there. 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Words of wisdom on the outside, which I drove past just the other day on my way to Food Outlet and can't. Yeah, Rosie's got them. See, she's like,
are they the same ones?
I believe they are.
I've got them in here somewhere.
Well, we'll come back to that in just a minute. We're going to get traffic. Obviously, it's a little on the light side, but somehow people are managing.
There's not a lot going on out there.
I mean, gosh, just be patient, man. Yeah. What's your hurry now? Exactly.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it's a nice afternoon to be out driving around. We've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The only congested spots right now, Fairview Avenue and Norman Bridge outbound. Some spotty congestion on the East South Boulevard. Other than that, everything is rolling along pretty well this afternoon. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Buckle up, drive carefully, and hold it in the road now if you can. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The River Region United Way is lending a helping hand to nonprofit groups who are helping in the emergency response to COVID-19. The United Way has created a $200,000 community COVID-19 relief fund. The fund will help support 501c nonprofits that are helping support basic needs and health and wellness efforts during the virus emergency. The United Way will be awarding $2,500 grants to those nonprofits across the River Region and in the Wiregrass. Nonprofits have until April 1st to apply for the grants, which will be awarded on April 15th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the number of people in the state diagnosed with COVID-19 is now up to 81. In our area, there are three confirmed cases in Montgomery County. There are five confirmed cases in Elmore County, and Lee County has 10 cases. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has announced that the deadline for filing income taxes has been moved from April 15th to July 15th. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front works through the state tonight. Showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it are likely. Our overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow will be a cooler day. High temperature up to about 74. Risk of a few leftover showers early in the day, but we should dry out later on. On Sunday, the high temperature will only be in the 60s, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow, but then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's not scurvy.
It's COVID-19.
It is 3:41 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There's a tweet going around. Our buddy Chris Cleghorn, our amazing friend, says, ever since it was brought to my attention, you could say COVID-19 to the tune of Come On, Eileen. I've been unable to read it any other way. Again, not making light of the sickness, trying to
lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah, have a smile.
Got that right.
Jake Quellen.
Oh, she's good at it.
Is Jake Quellen at?
Right here on line two, as a matter of fact. That's where Jake Quellen is. Hi.
Hello.
Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delkin Tomlinson. How is the world of virtual law going?
You know, it's not that bad. We've had a couple hiccups just, you know, with some procedural stuff, trying to get things scanned. But besides that, it's business as usual for us. So we're good.
Of course, being at home, you have the little Stevie and everything else. So you got a little bit of a juggling act going on. How are you managing all of that? That's kind of a quick transition you had to make there.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things that you do the best you can. And, you know, my being able to work 9 to 5 every day, no, my hours have changed a little bit. We're doing some before he wakes up and at nap time and when he goes to bed. But my husband's been trying to help out as much as possible. So we're just kind of going with the flow. And so far, everybody's been really understanding of the situation. All of our current clients have been really cool about the situation. We've had a couple of new clients, and everybody's just kind of in the same boat. So
yeah,
everybody's banding together and making the best of it.
If people need to reach out to you, it's still 819-4810, correct?
Yes. You can reach out at 819-4810. You can message us on our firm Facebook page, Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law on Facebook. Or, you know, they can call into the show, and I'm sure Rosie would be happy to give our information.
Of course. So would I.
So we're, you know, we're just doing the best we can, and we had a new client consult this morning. We've got briefs filed to the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals going on. We've got discovery going out. I mean, it is literally business as usual for Dana and I.
That was my next question as far as procedural things that can be done during this time. You want to run that down for us, the kinds of actions you can take if somebody needs help? Because
So here's the thing. I want everybody to understand, the courts are still open. Everything is still open. They're just closed to the public. So all of the court staff, for the most part, are still working. Things are still, deadlines are still due. Okay, I know President Trump came out and changed the tax deadline, but our rules of civil procedure don't stop because we file everything electronically.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no reason to hesitate to call and handle your business because we don't need to wait for the courts to be open to the public. We don't file publicly anyways. We file everything electronically.
Right.
So we can get things drafted. We e-file. And so you don't even have to see us face-to-face to take care of some of your legal actions. Now, of course, that would be ideal. And I'm in the process of setting up some Zoom meetings to see if we can maybe tap into that resource next week and have some face-to-face consultations. Cause I know people enjoy that face-to-face. But, you know, I have the ability to FaceTime on my work phone. So if that's something that somebody needs, they want to, you know, see us, we can make that happen.
Awesome. Congratulations. You know, mothers are amazing people. My mother, you know, in the baby boom days, ultimately had to manage 4. And when my kid sister, who eventually became a nuclear physicist, left the house, she decided to relax by going out and getting a job. So we applaud your multitasking skills. They're fabulous. And good to know you're available, too. And if
Absolutely. If
you want to check in and say hi tomorrow or Sunday morning, we will be here.
So what time are you guys planning on doing this?
6 to 8:30. That's the only time that's available.
8:30.
Yes, very early.
I'm ready, and I'm going to wake you up.
That is time over here in my household. That's usually the time that I'm hearing, Mommy.
If you need a brief escape, give us a buzz.
Hey, I very well could call in. You never know. You never know what happens. But, yeah, call us if you need us. We're here to help.
By the way, you should do that girls' night out with Mrs. Ritter. Oh, wait a minute. The restaurants.
Yeah, we would. And this would be the perfect timing.
Yeah.
But now everything's closed.
Oh, well, it won't be long. And
I'm sure you pass along to your listeners, though, Greg. You know a ton of people are doing, like, curbside, takeout, support local businesses.
Absolutely.
Seafood Bistro right up the street here.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Delkin Tomlinson is a small business here in Montgomery. Just, I want to stress as much as possible, go out there and support your local businesses because they need you guys now more than ever.
This is how we win. This is how we win. We do not win by sitting at home and tremoring with fear and worry.
No, absolutely. I had to dip out. You know, I have a 2-year-old. I had to dip out to Publix earlier this afternoon just because it happens to be closest to my house. And everybody was really polite and everybody was calm. You know, everybody seems to banded together and, you know, don't let the fear get you. Be smart about it. Wash your hands.
And she said
I was washing my hands before it was cool. I'm just saying.
She said that just like a mama. Before you sit down and eat dinner, wash your hands.
Yeah, we had soap in my house before it was cool, you know? So, it's one of those things.
You're awesome. Yeah. How's Dana?
She's great. We've been texting back and forth because, you know, the lawyer world still hasn't stopped, so we've had communication back and forth today, and we've been bouncing some things off one another, and she's doing great, no issues.
Good.
She's doing just fine. So, and, you know, we've talked to Amy at the office today. Amy is still at Delkin Tomlinson. So if some of our clients need to go by, we still have an open shop. Dana and I are just working remotely because it's just we have other obligations besides practicing law. But Amy is there, and she's there full-time, and she's there to help any needs that anybody may have. So they can also go by the office if they need to. I guess that's an option.
By the way, before we wrap up, our attorney buddy who specializes in bankruptcy.
Amy.
Yeah. I would like to get her on the air at some point fairly soon. There may be people that
need her, yes.
Yeah.
I will text message you her cell phone number.
Okay.
And she would love that. She was actually in Montgomery today. Amy is still, speaking of lawyers, Amy is still working hard. She's still meeting with clients. She was in Montgomery today meeting with clients outside of Starbucks because Starbucks won't let you in. So, you know, the world does not stop turning because of this pandemic. People still have needs. So, you know, if you need Amy, I'll make sure that you have her contact information so that she can pass that information along to your listeners.
I am very grateful for you.
Absolutely. How is Miss Riddlebutter doing?
She's, you know, we were talking about this at the beginning of the show. I'm glad you had a good experience at Publix. The box stores have been a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Food Outlet's been managing. I mean, they do a great job there. And they've been able to get their trucks in and their shelves restocked. It seems to me that the bad behavior stories are coming from the other places.
Yeah.
But
well, and I hate to hear it.
Yeah.
I hate to hear it.
She's texted me earlier. She says I'm going to need a hot soak when I get home tonight. Well.
Oh, I bet she needs to wash her hands too. Dealing with all those people.
Wash your hands. That's
wash
right.
Wash your hands.
Fortunately, only 3 cases in this county, so.
And you know what? What a blessing. I was saying that to my husband earlier today. Think about how awesome that is. It's unfortunate that we have 3 cases, but that it hasn't spread past that. It could have easily become 30, 300,
easily.
You know, 3,000. It's not. We're at 3. Hopefully we stay at 3. And then in a couple weeks from now, this is all behind us.
Absolutely. Jacqueline, thank you so much for the time this afternoon.
Absolutely.
And kiss that little boy.
I will. And I'll text you Amy's number. You guys have a good rest of the afternoon.
We will do our very best. Delkin Tomlinson, 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I want to get Clint here. Clint, thanks for being patient because we needed to get Jacqueline on the air.
Oh, yes, sir. I enjoy listening to her. Absolutely. And I don't mind waiting. But, hey, today's Friday. Are you taking requests today?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Can I give you a silly, corny joke question?
Yeah.
All right. How do you set up a party in space?
How do you set up a party in space?
Yes, sir.
Don't know.
You plan it.
That's a dad joke for sure.
Honey.
That's so bad, I don't even know if it qualifies for dad joke. This is a dad joke.
And now...
Yeah, I heard that.
Dad Joke Theater.
Darling, I just saw on the news your brother was convicted of stealing a calendar.
What?
He got 12 months.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
There you go. Clint.
All right, my request is George Carlin.
Which one?
The Planet.
Okay.
Thank
that's
you.
That led into that. All right.
Thanks.
Take care, Clint.
272-9228 is our number at 352. Ain't nothing wrong with car shopping.
No.
That's... easy.
Especially when you can do it online.
Ooh. Yeah, you can start at jackingram.com. I just happen to have the website handy.
Really?
Bam. You know, a guy like Seth, when, you know, his radio career is upwardly mobile, you may need to take a look at something like that Beamer they have under Ooh. Under 9,000, 8,700.
Ooh, just call me Little Joey.
And look at that. And that car's only got 118,000 miles on it. And when it's in any of the categories, no matter what price range you're shopping in at Jack Ingram, I mean, people are coming out of leases and so forth, or a car will just say, I've had it, and you need to replace me. They'll be there for you, Tip Tames and that great team. And if you're worried about if financing has kept you from upgrading your wheels, they've got over 20 programs in the finance department there. Here's a 2013 Ford Fusion Titanium. I had one of those. It's an awesome car. It's a great sedan, and I especially loved it on the trips back and forth to Florida. It's only when I hit a certain age that I decided an SUV would be a little bit better for this old back.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got that. That's a new addition to the category of cars under 10, and there are several available under 5,000 at Jack Ingram. All these cars look amazing. They have clean and pristine interiors, but most importantly, engines that have been vetted and deemed reliable. They don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. So why not? Start at jackingram.com or stop by and see them at 235 Northeastern Boulevard.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And now, a star is born.
On March 20th, 1928, the world welcomed little baby Fred Rogers. The future children's TV host showed talent on the day he was born.
Won't you please?
Hey, look, he's singing.
Please, won't you be my mother? Hello, mother. How are you today?
Fred Rogers, a star is born.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. No problems anywhere. We've got a little congestion on the boulevard around the city, I-65 and 85. Both looking good, rolling at the speed limit, and no accidents into us to pass along to you. Couldn't ask for a much better traffic report than that. Put the hammer down, but not over the speed limit, if you know what I'm saying. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they will bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.